Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to episode 216. Is it? Too sick, feel sick, it's just on the brain.
Too fucking sick.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 21, feel real sick. You're very welcome. How's everyone getting on? Is all right? I want the live line job.
Has that been taken?
Not yet, but it will be.
Who was on it? I was listening to it yesterday, doing a bit of the painting. And there was a Sarah McInerney. Sarah McInerney.
It's like,
talk to Sarah McInerney. Yeah, Maca. Yeah, she's on it now.
She took the job?
Well, she's on it for the minute, yeah.
Little stand-in, like.
I sent the CV in. I said, hey, if you're looking for a new job, you got a job right here. Talk to Joe. Oh, Jesus, now.
And come here, Joe. That's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. One thing we forgot to mention about Joe in previous episodes is that he was with Dustin the Turkey. We never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
This Joe?
Yeah.
You met Dustin?
The Dustin.
Tell
I had
me
a sketch
more.
With him.
What?
I says, if Darren's going off collabing with Robert Sheehan, I have to find a superstar myself to collaborate with.
He's outdone me.
Tell us more.
It was just I was thinking of ideas for Chadwick's, and I said, you know, he was a builder.
Oh yeah, Dustin.
Dustin's a builder. Where? I'm a builder.
I'll be around on Tuesday, I won't say which Tuesday.
Fucking hell. How did I miss that one before? So, yeah, got him on board.
Really?
Yeah. But it was surreal to kind of... So the guy who is the puppeteer...
What?
He's not really a fucking talk, you know? Well, I'll tell you how Dustin became a thing.
I'd love to know.
He told me this, and it'd be better coming from his mouth, but I'll tell you anyway. So,
because of his mates, not Dasaki and Zuppy.
They're all his brothers.
But they were around before him, yeah?
All around before him. So he was doing his leaving cert. He was resitting his leaving cert because he failed his leaving cert, and he was resitting his leaving cert, and it was coming up to Christmas time, and they were doing this bit on the Den where they were going to have this turkey as a puppet. So they asked him to make a turkey, and then at Christmas they were going to kill him. So he was only in there for like 2 months or whatever, and as it was getting closer to Christmas, they start getting letters posted into them saying, please don't kill the turkey, please don't kill the turkey. Kids were distressed out that they were going to kill this turkey. And so RTE said, we're going to have to keep him. And so that's how Dustin came to be. They kept him then, after that.
Hang on. The puppeteer.
Yes.
He's the brother of Zig and Zag?
And Podge and Raj and Snotzer and...
Socky.
Wait, Dustin is the brother of them or the actual...
It's puppeteer. Three brothers.
The puppeteer.
Three brothers,
yeah.
Who plays Socky?
His brother.
Obviously his brother.
And sometimes he does Snotzer.
Snotzer's a Socky.
But is there, the two brothers did Zig and Zag, so they went over to the UK.
They're not brothers.
There must be, then, they're not brothers.
One of them is his brother.
Ah, okay.
And one of them, and the other, whoever, Zig is his brother, Zag is somebody else.
I'm not sure there's enough brothers for all the different puppets.
There's three brothers. Zig, Socky and Sooty. You'll never see Socky and Snotzer.
Soppy.
Socky and Snotzer are never in the same room together.
Yeah, you'll never see that. Because there's
not enough hands.
Dustin and Socky are Dustin.
Not enough hands to go around.
He wears glasses. Do you ever see that clip?
Yeah.
Is it a fork? No, it's a piercing. I was talking to him about that clip as well, and he was saying that was on April
4th. Is he Snotzer?
Sometimes he's Snotzer.
Oh,
depends what mood
they
he's
mix
in.
Her up. They mix her up. His
depends if he wants to use left hand or his right hand.
This is upsetting stuff.
I know. It's kind of weird. Anyway, it was April 4th when they were doing that clip, and every now and again the crew would be acting the bollocks. So if you're watching that clip, you'll see Dustin leave screen because, you know, that's a locked off camera. The den was a locked off camera. There was no cameraman. Mm. It was just Ray Darcy, the puppets, and like one person in the control room and maybe a producer with him. And there was like, you'll see Dustin leave screen because your man goes, lads, what the fuck is going on? Because he thought this was a prank. He was like, because, did you ever see the clip?
I did, yeah, yeah.
And the kid is just so stupid and he's just not getting the answer. The answer is Bono. My name rhymes with Zomo. Are you stairs? Are you stairs? No, I'm a person. I'm a person. I feel like you should get that clip up. It's gold. It's absolutely
play the audio off it even.
But Dustin left and you'll see him leaving in the screen. And he's gone into the studio to say, lads, this joke is going on a little bit. And they're like, this is not a joke. These kids are just idiots.
It's a person.
No, it's a person. It rhymes with Domo. I'm in a band called You Too.
Domo.
Are you a pair of glasses? No. Are you wearing glasses?
Hang on.
Is this it?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, listen, the computer mumbled all the names together. And Amy, you came up first, asked Snotzer a question.
Is this a person?
No, it's not a person, Amy! Back to Kevin in County Galway.
So that's grand.
I forgot he's dressed
Kevin,
like Bono, is it?
Yeah. Would you like to ask
the question? Wearing the Bono shades.
Where'd you get your shades?
Where'd
you get your shades?
Well, I got them off this chap called Bono. He was really cool in a band called You Too, Kevin.
Hold on, I don't think that's sort of... Kevin, you can ask a question, Kevin.
Kevin, you can ask it. It can be a person, place, thing, or object. What would you like? And it can be yes or no.
Say that again?
It can be a person, place, thing, or object, and you can ask him a question if you'd like to ask him.
Just try and guess which one I am. Yeah. So, Kevin, would you like to ask him another question?
Yeah. He literally said he's Bono.
Where'd you get your hairstyle?
What the fuck? We got it in this place called Mark Peters, but Kevin,
yeah,
you
know,
back to him. Back to Amy Shields, Inc.
Kevin.
Hello, Amy.
It's an object.
Yes, it is an object. Yes, indeed. Would you like to ask another question?
Does it cause anything?
So does it what, Amy?
Does it cut it?
Of course, no, it wouldn't cut anything.
No, it wouldn't cut anything. Good question all the same.
A good
back
question.
To Kevin.
Back to Kevin.
Kevin's
in
like
County
an
Galway.
Idiot.
Kevin, would you like to ask a question?
Wait, 1 minute. I just have to do something.
Well, Kevin, if you take your time, it's only live national television, so don't worry about it.
I have
but
to go do
another so. Question for me.
Don't worry about it.
He's gone.
Kevin, no, Bart,
Dustin's gone there. Dustin's gone.
Hello, Amy.
Dustin has left, yeah.
Could you write on it?
Could you write on it? No, you couldn't write on it.
Kevin in County Galway.
I can't really hear you on the phone.
Sorry, Kevin, we're playing What's Not.
Yeah, it's a quiz you do every Thursday.
And
yeah.
It can be a person, place, animal or object. And Kevin, would you like to ask a question to Snotzer? Like, are you a cow or something?
Dustin's wearing a Man United jersey.
Are you a sheep?
That's not my question. No, I am not a sheep. Why don't you speak things up and just say that I am a teen? Right? I'm a teen.
Closer.
Right, be doing this, Bono. Back to Amy
Shields,
I'll give you a hint, Amy, right?
What?
It's something that you could have a stairs. It mightn't, because some of them do, and some of them don't.
Sorry, could you say that again?
It could have a stairs. Some of these do, and some of them don't.
I apologise, yeah.
Do you go upstairs?
Back to Kevin and Galway.
It rhymes with mouse.
It's an object.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Car?
No. It's back over to Amy.
Amy, does it a saying right that you could be as safe as?
Safe as? You could be safe as.
How are you going to know that?
As safe as a hatter.
Safe as a hatter.
I tell you what. I think we're
going to... Well, what we'll do is both of you win a bike.
Both of us win a bike.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Iconic.
You'd easily offend it. You've got soft skin.
I actually do have soft skin.
So we are recording this intro after we had done over an hour sitting here, and you left this about Dustin.
This was weeks ago.
I was just forgetting to bring it up.
Yeah, now the sketch hasn't come out yet, but like it was, yeah, this is.
Can we get him on the podcast?
Weeks ago.
Dustin texted him saying, delete that.
Delete that.
Can we get him on the podcast?
Get Dustin on the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll message him and ask him, but like.
He won't.
He probably won't. Yeah.
The price is right.
Fucking man's minted, I'd say. I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Number one hits, Eurovision.
How do you feel about.
We don't pay guests, so.
How do you feel about being the person to bring Dustin back?
Honoured.
Because when's the last time he's made an appearance?
Yep.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Would have been the Pat Kenny days of the Late Late Show?
Yeah.
Or maybe he made one or two appearances after that briefly.
The Eurovision?
Did he make an appearance? Remember the Virgin Media toy show? Remember they tried to make their own little toy show? Was he on that?
Don't know. I had a CD.
So did I, man. It was amazing. Sexy Ford Cortina.
And his teddy. Remember the teddy?
Oh no, you still have that, you bollocks.
Somewhere, yeah.
We said to him, I was like, I was always jealous of they were always posh little kids that'd call up like, hey, it's me, Nisha from Malahide, and they'd be all getting the badges and the denim jackets. Remember the denim jackets?
Yeah.
Levi's and the hampers, mugs, the den mugs. Always fucking jealous. Or from the country. You never heard some bleeding. How are you? It's Deco from the Flats.
Never anyone from Summerhill.
And I always posted in.
Did you?
I always posted me. You know, to be fucking drawing competitions or something, and they post in.
Just see the address and go, I'm really throw that one out.
It's interesting. He wrote that Irland de Douspont in 5 minutes in the pub.
Really?
The Eurovision entry.
You're giving away all the good stuff from when he comes on the podcast.
I don't know if he will, but I'll ask, yeah, for sure. But that's a good one.
That is
Robert Sheehan and Dustin in the same room.
Jesus.
And the two of us on top of it.
Barry won't even get a looking.
Forget about him. Don't want to know you now, pal.
Barry Hugh. Yeah, it'd be cool to get him in. But yeah. It was a surreal moment working with him. Honestly, of everything that I'd done, that was the most exciting thing. Like seeing that man taken out. No, do you know what it was?
I don't even want to know. That's fucking heartbreaking.
No, it's lovely.
Taking him out. Of what? Box?
I know, of a box, yeah, a little suitcase that he had.
Maybe a nice box with like lovely cushion in it.
Like a coffin.
With a code. Little lock on it, maybe.
Is there just one Dustin puppet?
Yeah, he's 18 years old. There was one before him, and it just got too destroyed.
Did he get retouches on it all the time?
He retouches it.
Paint the beak and
make it himself?
It's too clean. He tried to scruff her up a little bit, but like. Yeah, it's a weird. It was weird. Like when we were micing him up, we put the mic on his hat so we could talk and stuff like that. And then when they said, okay, can I get a little sound check off you? Because he's talking like normal. And then you say, can I get a sound check? And he's like, how are you doing? It's me. And then he just goes into it. And you're just like, holy shit. It's so fucking surreal. The brain just doesn't comprehend the voice with the face.
Just got like that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of panic in me, like starstruck. It's so funny when I'm grand when you meet the puppeteer, but then when Dustin comes out of the suitcase, you're just like, oh.
Does he say our name in it?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. You thought you were hot shit.
I thought it was onto something. I thought, fucking Jesus.
Dustin, baby.
Game changer, I don't know.
Is there any hope that you knew about Dustin but said nothing while he was enjoying his Robert Sheehan victory lap?
Ah, yeah.
Said, I'll get him.
Different vibes, because this is like an ad. It's a Chadwick's thing.
If it involves Dustin, he hasn't been around for, I don't know, 30 years. Well,
30 years. You know? Yeah, I would love to see. I want to make. You know the way there's all these biopics of Robbie Williams, Elton John, Bob Dylan?
Dustin.
I think Dustin deserves a biopic. Like an origin story of Dustin the Turkey hatching out of the egg. And just going, wah, 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 as a baby. I'm a builder.
Are you?
I think it'd be a good little parody film. a Dustin origin story. And you heard it here first.
That would be brilliant.
You heard it here first. I'm going to fucking write that shit.
You could get the whole gang back together.
Socky and all.
And Zig and Zag.
Zig and Zag, were they on the Den?
They were from...
Were they on the Den? Yeah.
Didn't
they made the Den.
On
they fucked
UK
off the
TV
Channel 4.
Or was that after?
No, they started the Den. They were... Them and Ian Dempsey started the Den, then them and Ray Darcy.
Who was that in that clip? Was that Oliver Callan?
No.
No, he doesn't look like him. What's his name? I don't know.
But do you know what's mad? But
where's Zig and Zag on the Den? Wow.
The Den, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's amazing that you'd have asked that, though.
Well, they were also on UK TV.
They went to Channel 4, yeah, the Big Breakfast. That was a massive... Maybe it's because I was a massive fan of the Den. Maybe it felt massive to me, but I think that was... Like, everyone in the country was going, like, they've stolen Zig and Zag.
I feel like I just remember them being on Big Breakfast.
I love to know how that came about.
Yeah.
Pre-internet days, not like footage of...
Yeah,
a kids show on fucking Network 2 as it was back then.
I'd say it would have been easier back then to transition, because like the head of TV would know the head of BBC or ITV, whoever the fucking Big Breakfast was.
Do you know who I got?
These are great.
Does this, the guy that does Dustin, does he do Podge and Rog as well? Or
his brother does Podge and Rog is the same lads that do Zig and Zag.
Yeah. Boy, I'd like to do something with them.
Podge and Rog? That would be
scared
fucking,
at bedtime.
That would be... Amazing.
Do you remember that show they had as well, the chat show?
Yeah, that's Scared at Bedtime, no?
That was Scared at Bedtime, wasn't it?
No, there was a Scared at Bedtime with short stories. And then there was a chat show they had where they'd bring on a celebrity and chat to them like...
Well,
did they not do... Was that not...
Roger,
was Scared at Bedtime not in the chat show?
I definitely remember
there was
both
elements
of
that in the chat show, but the Scared at Bedtime was the shorts, like...
Yeah.
Remember the like, 3 seasons, 4 seasons, I don't know how many seasons, but it was just shorts. Do you remember?
Was it just
and the two of them were in bed and they were just chatting and they were like, and then there was a something down the drain.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
He's right, you know. Yeah. There was the Podge and Rod show and a Scared at Bedtime.
Amazing. Very good.
And the intro
would
to fly the,
now,
the...
They'd be cancelled now. The shit that they were saying on the chat show.
Everyone was saying it.
No, well, yeah, at the time, but like that shit doesn't fly now.
No way. But they could still fucking do something.
You couldn't. Like, part of that humour, like, part of that was how edgy they
cheeky,
were.
Cheeky, like.
How cheeky and...
Cheeky chappies.
Yeah.
And I remember... Sorry, I was going to say, I remember Podge on the Den.
I don't know.
As he would... Like, he was the villain.
Yeah.
He was the postman, wasn't he?
He scared me.
I was going to say...
Two of them scared
the shit. I do remember it now, yeah.
If you look back at the old clips, as he arrives, I think I saw one, maybe it was one of the Christmas specials or something, but it's quite sinister.
Yeah.
He's, like, sneaking up and peeking in the window. He's trying to think he's trying to creep up on Zig or Zag or something, and it's quite dark. Like the atmosphere, the tone they set.
I remember watching it in primary school, like being in primary school coming home. It was on the 8. It was like fucking. It's always on at like 10 p.m. wasn't it? Like
what, the Den?
Yeah. No, Podge and Rog.
Podge and Rog, right? Yeah.
And it was crude, wasn't it?
This is
like. And he had a big horn on him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm sure there's YouTube compilations of shit that, like, is so
cool. I had it on DVD.
Did
all
you?
The seasons on DVD. And I lent it to a fella, and he never gave it back. And you know what he did? He kept saying, that's mine. Prick.
It's like Bo Selecta. It was of the Bo Selecta kind of genre.
Mm, that was even before Bo Selecta.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Podge was... God, about this. So the way he was introduced on the Den, he was like, they thought he was just a doll. He was not supposed to be alive, but he would Zig. Which one was Zig?
Would they disappear and he'd come to life or something?
He'd come to life, but only Zig knew he was alive, and he'd be telling the rest of them he's alive, and they'd be like, "What are you talking about? It's just a doll."
Oh man, that's at that.
So it's a possessed doll. That
memory
of my head. Yeah.
And according to the Podge and Rog Wikipedia page. There were like loads of kids would be writing in to the Den saying the doll is alive.
That is great.
That is great.
I completely forgot that they started out on the Den.
That's
on the kids show and then became that.
Like the Den used to be on from 3 o'clock in the day to 6 o'clock at night, up to the news. Oh, maybe half foot. Like they used to be on live TV.
There's nothing
for 3 hours.
There's nothing like that anymore.
5 days a week. No, there's not. There's nothing like that now.
Like, I know something like that probably wouldn't live now, really, like, for the way the kids just on tablets and
it's
fucking YouTube or whatever. But it's just a shame, like.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because it was so good.
Because, like, even your dad or my whatever, not me dad anyway, would have had something like that growing up, and then we had something like that growing up.
Yeah.
Now, your kids don't have something like that growing up. They have their own version of it, like, but...
All you watch is Minecraft videos.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so frustrating. Like, I want them to have my childhood. I'm like, experience what I experienced, you fucker.
Yeah, it's just mad, like...
This is a great read, this Wikipedia page. I forgot all this.
Is it Podge and Raj?
Yeah. So, yeah, he was this possessed doll. Then
even that sentence is enough, is too much for kids' TV.
Yeah.
He took over after Zig, Zag and Ray Darcy learned the truth. Podge took over the programme for a day. He revealed he'd been brought to life by a magician. Then he had been sealed away when he turned evil. Podge also possessed some magical powers of his own that he'd learned from the magician and turned one of the crew members into a teapot. Anyway, the magician comes back and hypnotises Podge and takes away his power. So for the whole day, like, the story was that the possessed doll had taken over the show. After that, he became kind of a recurring character who would come back. He'd come in as different characters, different disguises.
I remember him with glasses and all and a top hat and
a moustache, I think.
There was the child, Patrick Eggdop. Eggdop being Podge backwards. Remember that? He'd come in like he dressed as a boy
or something?
No, like a little school kid, like shorts and all that.
Yeah.
It was a postman.
Scary, though. He was scary, wasn't he?
Yeah.
A health inspector, a taxi driver, a builder named Diglas McDoug.
Of course, Zig.
There's a lot going on here.
Zig and Zag couldn't be in the same room at the same time because one of them is Podge.
And he kept trying to eat Zuppy.
He kept trying to eat who?
Zuppy, the dog.
Zuppy.
Why don't we bring back all the puppets?
They should have their own show. Like, what are RTE are sitting on their hands here? Come on. Give them a show.
Video of Brendan Gleeson on RTE. Did you see that? You don't be on social media anymore.
I seen the fucking...
About the art segment. Arsenal, like, yeah. It's a great idea.
What was it that he was saying?
He's saying, like, that you have all this information out there and there's nothing, like, for... people to consume for arts. Like, there should be a segment before the news, like a half an hour or an hour, or on the news, I think, was it?
Yeah, because
a segment on the news. There's a sport, so on the news, a segment about the arts, like,
yeah,
just to bring a bit of positivity, I suppose, to everything.
I think that's a fair observation. But who's watching the news anyway? is my argument to Brandon there.
Yeah, if you're listening.
When was the last time you watched a 6-1 news? Real question, real talk.
I couldn't tell you. It does be on, like, if you fucking...
It does be on, yeah. No, it does be on already.
It's on. It's on there now. But, like, I've never actually, like, just went, I should sit down and watch this.
Yeah. Owen, 6-1 News. Last time you watched it.
Couldn't tell you. Sat down to watch it?
Yeah.
Don't know. Maybe when something really big was going on.
Yeah. But
election time. Nah. I watch RTE around the elections. Just kind of... It's like American news then. It's like 24/7... blue, red lines.
Bit of action for you.
Yeah. A little bit of something to get
a stimulation.
Instead of fucking yesterday's news. That's the problem with newspapers as well. I'm subscribed to the Irish Independent. And then when I'm reading it, it's yesterday's news that I've already read on Twitter or something. Like, it's old news. I need it now.
Now. You know, there's RTE now. And they give it to you now.
Right now.
Go on to RTE now. Oh, you got my haircut yesterday. What do you think?
You don't put product in your hair anymore.
I do, yeah.
Joe's gone for a whole new look.
Why? Yeah,
is this because you're doing DIY?
What's the new look? It's literally, it's a black t-shirt.
His hair looks well groomed, doesn't it? Real, like,
yeah, and
brushed a certain way. Or
have you noticed?
You tried to style it differently than not. Like, you put a lot of effort into
it. I was looking under the table and I'm trying to catch me, so I'm not doing anything.
No.
You've started wearing... to compliment me. Is that what's happening here?
You started wearing boots.
I didn't start wearing boots. They're old. Look, they're fucking falling apart.
They are bought to look old.
Like blading woody going around the gap. There's a snake in my boots.
Two Christmases ago, I got them.
You're going for the stylish hipster handyman look.
I don't even like how I look today.
You look like a man that wants to scale a fence at Oasis.
Well, that will happen.
This will be already out, so we'll know. I'll know anyway through social media.
I'll either be scaling the fence or locked behind one in a prison cell. No, you don't get arrested for bunking into places, do you?
Well, I'd say there's a good chance you could, yeah.
Probably depends how you do it.
I'd say they'd make an example out of you.
What sort of example would they make?
Slap on the wrist. Bolt! Don't be scaling fences. Bolt, Joe McGuckin.
I don't want to be, like, because I have a little bit of a recognisable face now, it makes it all the harder to sneak in. It makes it all the more embarrassing if you get caught sneaking in. But it could also work in my favour. Maybe a security guard would be like, oh, no way, listen to the podcast, love it.
Buzz in.
And I'd be like, yeah, gets in the back there, mate.
Throw them a wonna.
In the back of the, grease the palm of the hand. That's, people just go up with fake tickets and they just put €100 underneath the ticket and the security guards know. And that's how they get in. That's how it's done. Now, I won't be doing that.
No.
Because if I'm going to give a security guard €100, sure, I may as well buy a fucking ticket at that rate.
You wouldn't get a ticket for 100.
Someone told me they got a ticket for 70.
For 70.
Standing. They waited online.
It wasn't even 70 face value.
They bought a ticket for €530 when the force came out. And that was sitting. But then he got a chance of a ticket that was standing.
€530?
For €530, yeah, a ticket. And then he got a chance of a ticket that was standing for £70. So he bought the £70 one and now he's selling the £530 one. Or he's trying to sell it. But who in their right mind is spending €500,000? How many songs did he sing?
12?
No. 20, 25, I'd say.
Nah.
Fucking 25 songs. They'd be wrecked.
Must be half the songs. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. And then they just mix it into half the world away. And everyone's like, oh, they're so back.
I fucking love the royal family.
I fucking love your man out of the royal family. Oh, Jim.
If you break it down, how much is that per song? Like €20 a song?
God, I couldn't do the maths on that one now. Jeez, I wouldn't know that now.
Too much.
23, I think, is what they play.
23 songs?
Yep.
Divide 500 and, what did I say, 530 by 23.
Oh, I couldn't do the maths on that one now.
Oh, €5 something a song.
After being around there in that Oasis shop. Yeah. Look, Oasis is going to be over by the time this is out, yeah?
No, it's going to be so dated, but let's talk about it anyway.
So yesterday, like, Amy wants one of the Adidas Oasis jerseys for the concert. Amy being Amy.
She doesn't even like Oasis.
All aboard the hype train. But we went yesterday to have a look. And you have to have a time slot. You have to book in a time slot. When we got there, there was no time slots. It's just like everyone was just walking in. So we didn't even need that.
Yeah.
So we went in. It was just like t-shirts with Oasis on it and Noel and Liam. And there was no sign of Adidas stuff. So the security guard came up and was like, come here, listen. There's a shipment coming in tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. We open at 10. Come around. You'll get one of them Adidas ones. So I went around at 9:45 and there was a big massive queue down the road. And the queue starts moving.
That's this morning?
This morning. And the queue starts moving and the girl that works there came out and said, there's no Adidas stuff, just to let you know. And everyone went, "Ah," and just walked off. Not everyone, but most people. I stayed. And I seen the security guard again from yesterday. And I said, oh, I'm telling you, Adidas stuff and all. He's like, it's in the back.
It's in the back?
He said it was in the back.
I thought you said you were waiting on a shipment.
See, I'm lost in translation with all of this. Do you get me?
Okay.
So he said, hang on, I'll ask someone. So this fella comes over and he's like, the shipment is on the way. I said, is it? Yeah. Right. What time? I can't tell you. Don't have a time. Basically, he doesn't have a time. So, came back to the podcast, waited a half an hour. The two of us went around, exchanged numbers with the security guard, and he's going to text us when they're here.
Do you think he will?
Phone's on charge outside, though. We'll charge it on that little power, spin 103 power bank thingy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You might get 2% after an hour.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fandom is real.
Fandom. I don't think you're in any panic. Like,
I'm sweating, man. If I don't get that, man, I'm getting fucked out.
There's a lot on the line here, yeah.
There'll be no turnover bread anymore for the Dazzler. There'll be no ham and cheese toasties anymore for the Dazzler.
It's like the modern day Scarface. You're like waiting for a shipment.
Yeah.
You're with the shipment. It's coming in the back at 2 o'clock. Be there.
And we're also sitting outside. And a lucky listener to one of the radio stations in here won two Oasis tickets. And we were, I'm all right. You are.
I'm not okay.
You're not. A lot of people aren't all right. I don't even like telling people I'm going because I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
Salted the wounds, like. They're like, yeah, you must have got down by nothing because you're down Oasis stuff on. Like, no. Pre-sale, bro.
It's, you do this all the time, Darren. You've done this to kids at the magic lights at Christmas. Yeah, you take people's experiences away from them. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Owen is a true Oasis fan.
I wouldn't say that.
There's another Jonathan Lambert.
He's
a true Oasis fan.
Is he not gone?
Also didn't get tickets. Oh, I think he did actually manage to get tickets this week, but he is just one of, you've just, and four tickets as well. You were like, what's the most amount of tickets I can get?
Yeah. Hungry bastard.
Me, Amy, I'm on that.
Standing as well.
I was just one of the lucky ones.
Wasted on you.
No, it's not. We're big fans.
And everyone that got tickets.
Yeah. Although I do recall saying when this gig was announced, that was like, I'm really into Oasis.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that before someone in the fucking comments says the exact thing.
Because they know you better than you know yourself.
Episode, Ninja Samurai Swords. And then, yeah, we landed in it. But,
And you're going to Robbie Williams next week.
Yeah.
So this will be before Williams.
That was a birthday present, the Robbie Williams one.
That's probably not sold. Is that sold out?
No.
You can still get tickets
for that? You should get some for that.
Yeah, right.
Come along with me and Amy. You're more than... Bring the kids here. Bring them to all them now, don't you?
Nah. I wouldn't.
You love Robbie Williams.
Actually, do love Robbie Williams. I'd rather go see Robbie Williams than I would Oasis, to be honest. But it's the hype. I feel like I'm
missing. Yeah, yeah.
Serious FOMO not going to Oasis. But I will go.
But I'll be there.
I'll squeeze in through the turnstiles.
I don't have a ticket, but I'll be there.
Is that John McGuckin's bunking into...
Is that John McGuckin's arse?
Hanging out?
Yeah, that's definitely John McGuckin's arse there.
Is that John McGuckin stuck on the barbed wire?
Is that John McGuckin's trousers down to his ankle stuck on barbed wire? Yeah, that's definitely John McGuckin's arse.
Help! Is that the fella off the podcast with Darren Conway screaming at the top of the barbed wire, bleeding? Fucking somebody help! Yeah.
Is that your man with all the Chadwick's tilts? Yeah, that's definitely him, yeah. Yeah, no.
It could be better for you in the long run to get caught very publicly.
Why?
Just the publicity.
Oh, that's bad publicity.
Is that John McGuckin?
Is that John McGuckin's arse?
Yeah.
Is
that John McGuckin?
No, I'd rather just get in and watch the gig.
Climbing up the side of the Hogan stand.
That's definitely John McGuckin's arse.
The last time I tried to bunk into Kneecap. Now, I tried to bunk into Kneecap with a friend who wasn't very good at bunking.
Not very bunkable.
Yeah, very nervous. So we didn't get into Kneecap. Didn't try hard enough.
You're very bunkable.
But there's a fella that I'm going to Oasis with that.
He's bunkable.
We'll try every avenue.
Mm. Scale it, bro. Scale
it. Across the canal and then you're in. No canal's going to stop me from saying no, no. Liam.
Yep. Just scale something. Scale a fence. Imagine you just like climbed up the top of crop. I abseiled off it.
You did?
It's doable, man.
Imagine doing that.
Yeah. Imagine abseiling while the gig is on. Many people hated Roy Keane.
Did he?
I
don't know.
I think he did. I also went somewhere else.
Go on.
I went to see the first episode of Alien Earth.
Oh right, yeah.
Is this too much fucking film and TV?
No, but I'm starting to understand why you were so hard to pin down for a meeting we had to have earlier this week.
We got it.
I can't do any of these things. I'm just going, I know he's just going to the cinema loads of times.
No,
me and Joe, the
film with Amy. The film with Amy.
Anytime you need. But this is really important. We have something really important to talk about.
If the film with Amy was on a Saturday. The film with Amy is on a Saturday.
I knew there was going to be a premiere.
You can't miss Alien Earth.
Why?
I was invited. I missed it.
Why can't you miss it?
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, fucking.
You'll have to out yourself, Darren.
I know. I did.
You'll have to out yourself. That's like
I was walking by and I seen the Alien Earth was on in the Savoy. And
in the middle of a shoot that you were doing. Yeah.
I was actually on the shoot right before that and I was late for Alien Earth.
So you missed the start? Or you missed
the late for the mingling. I missed a little bit of the drinks reception. I had a 0-0.
These things happen. We all accidentally... Who doesn't accidentally end up in a premiere from time to time?
It can happen.
It can happen to the best of us.
That happens a lot.
It does.
You happened to you loads of times, didn't it?
Would you look at that? Oasis. Oh, how did I end up? Which fucking Oasis on the stage?
Two boards of one stone. One week after the other. Robbie Williams.
Would you look at that? The Hogan stand. How did I get here?
Bloody hell, fucking hell, huh?
€100 in your hand? Security guard, £100? Okay.
Free drink. Where are all these cans at coming from?
Just walking past the pub. Huh. How did this point of Guinness get in me hand, huh? What's that happening here? Go on, Alien versus Predator.
No.
Alien...
Earth.
Resurrection.
Alien Earth. Alien. Series on Disney+.
Okay.
Visually, it's unbelievable. To put some new bob into that, let me tell you.
Did you get any? First of all, more importantly, did you get any swag?
No. Popcorn. Popcorn.
Free popcorn. Did you have to put your phone in a bag?
No.
Even if that sometimes.
They did that before for Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And another couple. Yeah, phone in the bag. There was no one there. That man was saying about, yeah, man, when the credits rolled on the Fantastic Four, and he was like, put your phones away. Phones away. There was none of that.
There was no shouting.
No. Different cinema. But yeah, I went to that.
Was it good? Tell us about it. Was there famous people there?
No. TikTokers and all.
Were you the most famous person there?
I feel like there would have been people that would have been known as well that would be TikTokers or Instagrammers. And
were you the most famous person in the Savoy Cinema?
Yeah. Ooh. No, I don't know. There's so many people that, like, you know their faces and you're like...
So this is such a low-level premiere that you... are the guest of honour and you couldn't skip that for us.
The guest of honour.
I had to go.
I
was walking by and they said, will you be our guest of honour? There's only a load of guns in here with 50k and under.
I'll buzz in then. It's supposed to be a meeting, but I mean, if there's popcorn.
So we all had to meet at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I was scooting in here at 7 in the morning on my little fucking scooter just so you could go see Alien and get free popcorn.
Aren't you happy I did, because we got something for the podcast?
Did we?
What, the last few minutes?
Oh yeah, it's
good. Yeah, it wasn't bad, yeah.
It's good shit. They love that.
Water.
See, I did it for us.
Yeah, but I just knew as soon as you sent that message saying I'm so busy, I've stuff on all every evening this week. I was like, there's a fucking premiere. So
I did
comic
though.
Book or sci-fi... dog shit.
But there was other ones I turned down.
Was there?
Yeah. Like,
you're making yourself too available. Make yourself more exclusive.
I have to.
They're not going to give you any of the real premieres if you keep going to all these ones.
How was Alien not a real premiere?
Well, if you're the most famous person there.
I don't think I was. Maybe, I don't know. There was loads of people there that have like a million followers and all.
Loads.
Two or three.
While we're roasting you, Darren.
Go on, hit me.
We were asked to do Electric Picnic. Now, I want to go to Oasis bad, even though I don't like them. So many people would love to go to Electric Picnic. Kings of Leon, just announced. Fucking amazing. Everyone wants to go there. But you turned it down. Mm-hmm. And then he says, like, I'm very busy in August. I have to go to see Alien Earth.
No, baby but showers and Christmas.
One of the reasons was that Amy's going to a friend's baby shower.
And I have to go.
You were friends' baby shower.
And on the Sunday, me Big Soft's having the christening for his child, and I'm the godfather.
Okay.
Is that a bit more reasonable?
It's a bit more reasonable.
Yeah.
What? For a friend's baby shower.
I know.
That was weak. That's weak.
We've been going out the whole time, like getting. Amy's organising it for her. And, man, if we don't get that fucking Oasis jersey, I'm done. She's been getting bits for it and all, and going to, not the range, what's the one in Liffey Valley? The shop that does the party stuff. Party's on one of them. And she's going in and buying bleeding games for baby showers and all, like pin the tail on the baby and all.
Do you have to go with her?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't think blokes were supposed to go to baby showers.
I feel like now
I was at Soft's baby shower, and there was all of us were there, Fingerfield and all the whole lot.
But that's a girls thing. The girls are supposed to go, not a bloke.
No, not these days.
Blokes going to baby showers.
Yeah,
the fucking world's gone soft.
Put the match on there.
You fucking woke, man. It's real woke shit.
Why are men going to baby showers? Fucking woke, man. RTE did it.
Yeah, no baby showers, man. That fine?
No.
It's just another thing.
Are you going to a baby shower, babe? Yeah, I'm going to a baby shower. Right, go on. Enjoy yourself.
No, but I'm like, can I go?
Please, can I go to the baby?
Did you never hear of, have you ever been to a baby shower?
That wasn't yours.
Don't think so.
So all your mates would have had kids a while back, so... Back then, it was just the women.
What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to get to it.
Back in the 60s.
Back in the day, like.
Women weren't even allowed in that part of the house.
But back in the day, book.
You would have went to baby showers. No. Well, that's because it was too old.
Stop throwing me under the bus, lads. I can't handle it. I only like positive stuff from you. Say something nice.
I can't go to electric picnic. Me board's going to a baby shower.
What you? I'm going with her.
The worst excuse I've ever heard.
What about the christening? Being godfather at christening.
Like Homer waiting for Bert and Milhouse to finish the concert.
I'm going around.
Spanish flea.
Yes, yes.
I'm going around to see if this jersey's here. No, I deserve it. Right now, it's my turn.
So do you wait in the car?
Yeah, and then she brings the finger food out to me.
But you can't even drive. You're sitting in the passenger seat. You're just there for comfort.
Just with the aux on. The aux plugged in, play a bit of Oasis.
Do you know the film Together that I was talking about is about, like, they fall into this well and they drink the water from the well and then they're kind of coerced that they
join bodies.
They join physically.
As
they
one
can't
person.
They can't be separated. Yeah. Right. So the idea is that before we came down to Earth, our souls, like, we're all supposed to be one. But our souls were separated and our bodies were separated. And
the only way to bring whole it back life, is with the well.
Well, we spend the whole life separate until we find each other and come together. And we're supposed to be one. That's what the film's about. And then when you drink this water, you physically become one and you can't be far away from your partner.
So what you're trying to say is I'm whipped.
You drank from the well. You drank from the well, I think.
I think it's the best way to be.
I can't be an electric picnic. I have to go to the baby shower. You're like pressed up against the window. Can I come in? Amy, is it good? Did you like to pin the tail on the donkey?
Any more chicken tenders? Please. Just throwing out. Please.
Just a cocktail.
A few cocktails, sausages. Is there any of them Frank's hot sauce wings? Please, I'm begging you. Point of Guinness as well.
Is there any other boys going to it?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there?
I don't know, but you know. No, there is.
Didn't you go, weren't you, was there like a surprise birthday party or something and you were in the group chat and you were like the only bloke in the group chat?
Wasn't that? Like you've carved yourself a little social niche there.
Trying to think of that one. Yeah, I can't remember what that was though.
I can't remember. I think it might have been your birthday.
I was like, oh girl, stop. Le Boo Boo, stop.
You're like your wife's gay best friend.
I love it.
I bet you paint our toenails. Do you paint Amy's toenails?
No, I take the shellac off them sometimes. Nothing wrong with it.
I don't even know what shellac is.
Nah. Is there anything wrong with being that close to your partner?
Oh no, it's lovely.
No.
Is it?
That's not I think the source of.
Isn't that what every woman wants? Is that
every?
Is me. Not me.
Every woman
not
wants
me.
You.
My personality.
Every woman wants that fella to go to baby showers with them.
Absolutely. They fucking love that.
You're making yourself too available.
I'm fucking married to her.
You
have to.
There needs to be some air of
I'm lucky to get in here to record a podcast with you, is all right?
I thought I seen her outside. I'm pretty sure I seen her outside.
No.
There's like, in the film Together, they're literally being dragged by invisible forces to each other. And there's a scene where he's like in the office at 12 o'clock doing something. And there's a shot behind him. I don't think you're going to watch it, so I don't mind just that.
I will watch it.
Will you?
Yeah, but tell me.
There's a shot, like there's a frosted window behind him. And she just goes up against the window. Like it gives her a fright.
Yeah.
But it's like that's how much she wants to be with him. Like, and they're like, oh my God.
That's me outside the baby shower looking for a few tenders.
Bunk. Oh, I'd love to show you that clip just to fucking I think it's going to become memes. That film is going to be memes for
me,
for people like you.
I love
it'll fade with
too
time.
Available
it's all I'm too available
except to us.
Oh, I don't like that when you say that. I actually don't. I'm actually really upset about that.
Tell Amy about it. The boys are slagging me.
Fuck off. Hope you all enjoyed that, you little messers. Dustin and all and Podging Rog and all the rest of it. Huh?
Jeez, remember we were talking about that ages ago.
That was like 50 minutes ago.
Approximately.
Long time.
Hmm.
When we were younger men.
A long, long time ago. You do 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 do. That music used to make me feel.
Did it do?
Did it do? See ya.
January made me shiver.
Yeah.
With every paper I delivered. Do 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 do. My Miss American Pie. Are you making a new American Pie?
There's always another one, isn't there?
Yeah.
You'll get invited to the premiere of that, wouldn't you?
And you know what? I'd probably go.
Of course you
Even
will.
If we have a meeting.
Free popcorn.
Free popcorn. You're fucking mad. You're mad. They couldn't make American Pie these days the way it was, though.
They really couldn't.
No.
Why? What was wrong with it? Ah. No.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong
with
it.
He had sex with a pie.
He did have sex with a pie.
Pie consented? That's not... There's nothing wrong with having sex with a pie.
I just don't think someone... Whether they could get away with it or not is a different question. I don't think a studio would do it.
There'd be no interest.
They wouldn't take the risk.
There'd be an interest.
I think they're making one. They're making one. These are crazy.
They made loads straight to DVD. Remember?
The reunion.
Beta House and...
The wedding. There'll be a funeral one. They'll be so old that they'll be like, oh, fucking...
Do you remember that time Jim screwed a pie?
Stifler died from testicular cancer or something like that. And they'd be like, oh, American Pie at a funeral.
I'd watch it.
Called the premiere?
Yeah.
I'd watch
it. Pies all over the place. Ah, look what we did. We had a load of pies. PR thing. Go on, have a slice.
That would be good PR. Little holes in the pie.
Yeah.
Darren, there's not supposed to be a hole in the pie. What were you doing in the bathroom there?
Is that not why they're there? I'm being Jim. I'm Jim.
So I was supposed to fuck the pie.
No, I'm Jim. Come on. Right, I'm going before I lose the plot with all yours.